Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Swanziger is here. John Swanziger. Michael was the last guy. This guy's name is John, honestly. John Swanziger is here, and he is the CEO of Manta, and an organization that I've been telling you about for a long time. And he's here to talk to us about some really important topics that you and I deal with every day. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Please tell me your middle name is Michael.
No, it can be though.
I don't know. You know, when you do all these interviews every day, you things run together. Anyway, it's good to have you back, John. And you know, when I think of when most people think of sub S corps and LLCs and small legal entities, business entities like that, most people think about them as small businesses, don't they?
They do, yeah. So I mean, really, that's what they were.
Would that be accurate?
Yes, yeah. I mean, especially S corps and partnerships. You hear the term S corp; those are created for small businesses,
yep,
specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what is actually happening and being used often. You know, and a lot on the news, you hear a lot about companies like Apple, you know, keeping tax money overseas or things like that. You know, Tim Cook has been in the news, Apple
right,
CEO recently. But what, you know, the real use of S corps, most of them are 70% of them are used by Fortune 500 companies or large corporations as a way, you know, here in the U.S. to get, you know, to get some tax relief.
Are they spinning off departments, divisions? And how is that saving them taxes? Because it's got to roll up to the ultimate owner.
Yeah. They basically create segments of large businesses that they put into multiple S corps. And so you have really what a large company, you know, a Fortune 500 company in many cases, but they have sub S corps that are taking advantage of the rules for small businesses to get tax relief. So all, you know, rolled up together, it's the same company. It looks just like the same large company. But when you take them and break them apart in smaller S corps, you actually can get some pretty substantial tax benefit.
But what I'm confused...
And in many cases... Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
The small businesses don't even know that they can do this on their own, right? So
yeah,
it's a loophole that's being used by large companies.
See, I'm confused about this because... Ultimately, a sub S, for example, is a tax filing entity. It's just not a tax paying entity, and so it files a tax return, and it has losses and profits and loss, but all of that rolls up to the ultimate owners of the shares. So somebody has to pay the rate, and if it's a corporate rate, if it's a C corp ownership, don't they have to pay the corporate rate?
They do, but it's a pass through. They use it as a pass through loophole, basically, where that's how they're exploiting it to take advantage of the creation of.
So what tax rate are they paying?
It varies. It varies on how they have it structured. So a lot of these guys have put out just recently. There's been a call to pull back, you know, U.S. funds from Ireland as an example, right? For the same kind of thing.
Right.
But now what a lot of people are doing, I mean, there's, you know, a couple of years ago, there was 100,000 large U.S. businesses that sheltered, you know, billions in income through this tax haven that is used predominantly through S-corps. So, you know, you and I probably would not be able to figure it out. Maybe you would, but I certainly
No, I'm confused. I still don't see how since an S doesn't pay taxes, but the ultimate owner has to pay taxes, unless the owner remains as a lower taxable rate entity. I don't know how they do that. I'm still confused about how they
make it happen. I think the large companies stay as subchapter Cs, but the smaller parts of their companies are owned assets that are S-corps.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. So anyway, I'm going to have to look into this. You tweaked my interest in this. I'm going to have to look into this. I'll have to talk to some of my other folks about this. This is very interesting. So, folks, stay tuned. John's kind of awakened a sleeping bear here. 20 till, right after these messages, we're going to talk about your credit with our good friend John Swansiger. Stay with us. He's with Manta, by the way.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.